Hey guys, it's the 28th of December, and we have 4 days of Pray Today left. I hope it has been good for you. I said yesterday that something that helps with the post-Christmas blahs is to look forward. And so today I want to look forward with you. And, you know, we hear the word goals at this time of the year more than any other time during the year, or some call them resolutions. And goals are good. And goals help us do a lot of things in life, but if we approach them without being purposeful about them, it can really hurt us. And we can throw them together and make goals, and then they don't happen, and then we're disappointed in ourselves, or we feel guilty about ourselves. I want to encourage you to do something. You know, there's a lot of people that make a big, long list of goals. I myself have been guilty, and as I look back on those long lists of goals, I can never check them all off. I want to encourage you this year, more than any other goal, more than physical goals, more than monetary goals, personal goals, I want to encourage you to focus on just a few spiritual goals. Now, hopefully this year has helped you to grow in your prayer life. And maybe you just need to make the goal that you're going to continue with purposeful prayer on a daily basis. At whatever time you listen to Pray Today, you're going to continue that. I know many of you have signed up for, or you're considering, the new in 22 challenge, and this is my shameless plug for that. The new in 22 challenge to read through the whole New Testament chronologically as a church, and I'm going to continue recording every day with a devotion and study tool that you can use each day before you read the chapter that is assigned for that day. So I encourage you, maybe that's what you want to do for a spiritual goal. Maybe you want to take those things and say, okay, one more spiritual goal is I'm going to look at the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I'm going to pick one of those, and I'm going to make 2022 my year of peace, or my year of patience, or joy, or love, or whatever it is. And maybe that just becomes your theme of the year. So that's what I want you to think about today. What are a few doable spiritual goals? Let's set those first, because our relationship with God is the most important relationship. Let's pray about these. Lord, I know it, I feel it, that you are growing the people of this church in their faith, and I thank you so much for doing that. I thank you that people are hungry to grow in their relationship with you. Lord, I pray that you would just help us to clarify the goals that will grow us closer to you, that will make us fully devoted followers, or get on our way to being fully devoted followers of Jesus. God, as we make these goals, may we do so not out of obligation, but out of love for you. Not because somebody tells us to, but because we truly know that these things will help us to be closer to you. And Father, as we head into this new year, may our joy and expectation and our attitudes be focused on praising you and being who you desire us to be, Lord. Thank you that you give us this reset, and we praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.